Welcome to the January 2nd dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Reverend Pam Phillips, Worship Associate Victoria Taylor, Asha Mills, and Darla Bray. January's theme is Living with Intention. In this service, drawing from the earth-based practice of intention setting, our speakers show that we have an opportunity to reflect on our path and choose ways of being that may serve us in the coming months.
Good morning and Happy New Year. It is my pleasure this morning to welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I am Victoria Taylor, and as always, am honored to serve today as your worship associate. I will be leading worship this morning with Reverend Pam Phillips, our settled minister, as well as participation from our Earth Spirit Sisters. We might be getting a little witchy on you today. Please note that there is no religious education this morning for children, but everyone, no matter your age, is welcome to participate in today's service, whether in the sanctuary or at home. If you are with us for the first time, we're glad you found us. You'll find a link to the virtual visitors card in the chat or a paper card in the back of the sanctuary. Fill it out if you'd like us to keep in touch with you. If you have a joy or sorrow that you would wish to be shared aloud, you'll find a link in the chat or cards that are available near the entrance to the sanctuary. We will collect those during the opening hymn. There are many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, locations, Zoom links, and contact information. And as always, thank you to all the volunteers.
Good morning and Happy New Year. As we prepare for worship, I want to remind us of a few things. If you are online, we invite you to keep yourself muted until the end of the service, and then please do stay afterwards to go into breakout rooms to talk with folks in smaller groups. Also, you can control the caption size. If you just click on the little CC button, we do have a live transcript if it makes it easier to read what we're saying. And we'll invite you in a few minutes to turn your video on by clicking on the little video link so that we can see you here in the sanctuary. In the sanctuary, if you put your phones on worship mode, that would be great. At the very least, just turning the sound down so we don't get interrupted. But I'd also like to lift up a couple of announcements. Next Saturday and the next after that, Anna Tulu, who is a seminarian at Meadville Lombard Theological School, is offering an adult faith development class, which will be examining or revisiting the Hebrew scriptures. It's from 10 to 12 in the morning, and it's all on Zoom. And we'd love to know how many people are coming. So if you go onto the link in the announcements, you can sign up for that. The other thing I want to let people know is if you feel that you have found a spiritual home and you would like to officially join the Unitarian Universalist Congregation here in Blacksburg, please know that we'll have a special recognition for those who join on January 23rd, that Sunday. So get in touch with me if you're interested in joining or if you have questions and are pondering it. And I guess the last thing I just want to say is a special thank you to all the people who put on the Labyrinth Walk on New Year's Eve. It was magical and beautiful. But also to remind you that even though the lights won't be on, the labyrinth is available for walking all the time. So I encourage you to come and do a silent meditation. And it's a safe, quiet place to be spiritual. So, Victoria?
Not only is today the first Sunday of the new year, tonight will be the first sighting of the moon in 2022. During today's service, we will draw on the rich wisdom of moon lore from Earth-based traditions. Our service will follow the template of a moon circle, and we will be participating in some new moon intention setting. If you are at home, you might want to get some paper. You'll need two pieces. They can be small per person, two pieces per person, a pencil, a bowl of water, and a candle, matches, and an ashtray to participate in today's ritual. I am fortunate to be able to sit in a prayer circle on most new moons with dear friends and other seekers. The first thing participants in a new moon ritual might do is to greet each other so everyone knows who's in the space. This morning we are greeting one another both in the sanctuary and across space. If you are joining us via Zoom, we are so grateful you are here. Please greet your neighbors by writing in the chat where you are this morning. As you do that, we'll be sharing the Zoom screen with the folks in the sanctuary so they can see your smiling faces. So if you're comfortable, please turn on your video. All right, we've got the Livesey's from Christiansburg and Rachel Troyer, who lives in Floyd, Mark Benson from Blacksburg, Ann Arnold from Pulaski, Beth McKellen from Radford, Cynthia Bout from the Allegheny area of Blacksburg. Let's see. Avi in Pulaski, my sister Elizabeth in Morgantown, West Virginia.
My sister in Italy.
Sarah Dalton in Blacksburg, and Tommy up in Binghamton, New York, Tom Booby in Pembroke, and Jennifer Bailey sends much love and peace from Radford. Anne and Marianne say Happy New Year from Blacksburg, a safe and happy, healthy New Year from Woodbine, from Dick Bauman, and Avi's friend Mare in Mumbai. And Lucas Maki says good morning from Radford. Yeah, I think it is your mom. All right, Pam, you want to show our people at home who's here?
You guys wave. There's Victoria close up. And the tree, it is coming down this week, probably.
Tiffany. And we get Jared.
Everybody looks beautiful in the new year.
It is so good to see everyone here. Now I'd like to invite Darla Bray up. She's going to be clearing the space, getting it ready for worship, and I'll let her tell you about what she's going to do.
Good morning and a happy new year. So before we begin working with the energy of the new moon, we need to clear the space of any negative energy or vibrations that might be lingering. When we come into a space, we bring all of ourselves, our joys and our happiness, but also the conflict, the tension, upsets, sadness, and those kinds of things. So what we want to do is clear our space of those lingering energies. And we're going to be using these Tibetan tensha bells. Sounds created by these bells create frequencies beyond which the human ear can hear. At first we hear it, it's very pleasant and beautiful. These vibrations can affect objects, the atmosphere, even our bodies. They've been shown to reduce pain and help people sleep better, induce a meditative state and so forth. And they've been used since ancient times. They've been used for ceremonies, meditation, cleansing of the self, of the chakras, and one space. So as I walk around the room, I'm going to start in the center. I invite you to assume a comfortable position, perhaps even close your eyes. Allow the vibrations to surround and move through your body. At the end, we will feel uplifted and positive, and ready to receive the energy of the new moon.
Now that the space is cleared, it is our custom to cast a circle of protection around the room by calling and acknowledging the energies of the directions. Asha Mills will be doing this on video. However, I invite you to participate in acknowledging the directions by standing and facing the direction she's calling. If you're in the sanctuary, east is this way, and that's where we begin.
We're going to light the chalice.
Oh, let's light the chalice. No, we were lighting it after.
That's where it is.
Oh, okay. Well, let's light the chalice first to sanctify the space. We light this chalice on the brink of a new year, letting go of what has been open and hopeful for what may come, renewed, restored, and ready to live life fully anew. May we move forward with intention. Those words are by Louis Van Leer. Thank you for lighting the chalice. Now, please rise and face east while Asha calls the directions.
We call to the east, place of dawn, ruled by the element of air, the breath of life, gifter of thought, speech, and song, represented by the wind and the winged ones. East, air, we invite you into this place of worship. We welcome your protection and your blessings. Blessed be. We call to the south, the place of midday, ruled by the element of fire, the passion and laughter of life, guardian of all that walks or crawls on earth, the gift of fertile earth from which our crops come forth, the blessing of children, keeper of truth and innocence. South, fire, we invite you into this place of worship. We welcome your protection and your blessings. Blessed be. We call to the west, place of dusk, ruled by the element of water, the keeper of life-giving water from the ocean's depths to the waters of the womb that rocked you before birth. The sweet rain satisfying the thirsty earth and keeper of all that swims or lives in water, the place of all that lies below the surface of intuition and dreams. West, water, we invite you into this sacred space. We welcome your protection and your blessings. Blessed be. We call to the north, the place of midnight, ruled by the element of earth, the place of the ancestors and ancient wisdom of all that has walked the wheel through millennia and knows the way. North, earth, we call you into this sacred space. We welcome your protection and your blessings. Blessed be.
Blessed be. You can sit now. And that's what today's about, our connection with the moon. What is so special about the moon anyway? I mean, our Apple Watches told us that it was the new year, but how does the Apple Watch know? Yesterday, my calendar told me it was the first day of the year, but it was also the first dark moon after the winter solstice. It is essentially the darkest day of the solar year. For those of you fortunate to have walked the labyrinth, you might have got to experience that darkness, no moon in the shortest time of the year. Now tonight, should we be able to see the sky, and that's debatable, there's pretty bad weather in the forecast, we might get to see a sliver of the moon, the new moon. When we pause to think about it, most of us understand that the whole moon is there all the time, but depending on its position and its orbit, the moon appears differently almost every night. Over 29 days, it'll appear and disappear, wax and wane, come and go, and reappear. This matters. In order to understand how it matters, we can think about the power of the moon and its effect on tides. To quote the Ocean Conservancy's website, quote, Tidal force is actually the moon's average gravitational pull over the entire Earth, subtracted from the moon's gravitational pull in specific locations. You see, the moon's gravity actually affects the entire Earth, not just the water. But because water is much less dense than land, we actually see the tides changing. The moon's gravity affects the entire Earth. And so, being of the Earth, it must affect us as well. As every good humanist and all our ancestral relations knew, we are inseparable from the energy of the universe. So the dark moon, the last night. The dark moon is a good time for rest and repose and reflection. As our view of the moon grows larger, our energy also expands day by day, cumulating in the full moon when she stands there in all her glory, full and replete. Many notice that the days surrounding the full moon are quite often full of activity and conviviality. Mental health and criminal justice professionals often notice an uptick in activity around the full moon. In fact, the word lunatic originally referred to full moon mania, luna being the Latin word for moon. But then the moon will wane. It only stays full for most 3 days, almost full, full, and a little less full. And each day we see less of her as things start to order themselves again until the next dark moon. So since we cannot escape the nature of this cycle, it would behoove us to synchronize with it. In agriculture, it seems auspicious to plant with the new moon and reap with the full. Many medicines are brewed during the full moon because that's when the plant energy is the fullest. Except, of course, for root medicines, which are reaped during the dark moon when the energy retreats into the roots and the roots are strongest. During the dark moon, the sun shines behind the moon, blocking us from its view. As its orbit continues the next night, we see a sliver of the moon marking the beginning of the new lunar cycle. And with this new cycle comes an opportunity for new beginnings. This leaves new moons feeling like a particularly ideal time for self-reflection, course correction, and goal setting. Each month then, the universe gives us an opportunity alongside the moon to reflect, clear, and begin anew. All over the world, people use this day to set intentions for the next moon cycle. Much like our congregational mission statement to create, inspire, and transform, an intention can give purpose to your month's activities and provide a backdrop for all your actions. So let's take this unique day and date to do just that. So last night was the dark moon. So let us take this opportunity to honor the dark moon and offer prayers of completion. 2021, it's history. All of that is over. There are probably, and it was probably pretty wonderful things happened, right? Two of my children got engaged. It wasn't all bad. I'd went on a lovely vacation to the beach and had new professional opportunities. But there are probably some residual energies or ideas you would just as soon leave in the past. In order to set a new intention, it is essential to clear the old intentions so we're not building on a dirty foundation. You know, clean the table before you eat a meal. So let's take this opportunity to think of those things. Each of you in the sanctuary received a bag with two pieces of paper and a small pencil. Take out the paper with the hole. And if you're at home, you can use one of your pieces of paper. And what we're going to write on this piece of paper is a phrase or a picture or a symbol of the energy or event or way of being you want to leave in the past. For me, it might be impatience or maybe my grudge with Eleanor. Put something that you don't want to carry into 2022 with you on that piece of paper. I'll give you a minute. I know you did. My page 8 in your We got married, yeah. Like the dish ran away with the spoon. All right, everybody got something? Now put that aside. These prayers are private, so write the thing that really matters to you. Later, we will dedicate these writings. All right. Now, feel like you've cleared the slate, or part of the slate anyway? Now it's time to focus on what you want to build. Our congregation will be exploring the concept of intention for the entire month. So for today, focus on who you want to be or what you want to create in the next month. Today, we will use this as a chance to declare ourselves as our best selves. Who do you want to be? Who do you intend to be in the coming month? Take some time to craft intentions that are clear, concise, and as specific as you can make them. Like, I am a generous person who gives $20 a week to the half plate offering. Or, I am patient and I listen to my family without interrupting. Who do you want to be as your best self? Again, these are private. So if you only give 15 next week, no one will know. These intentions are clear and specific. Not only will they inform the universe of your aspirations, but they will keep you focused on what you're really after. So I invite you to write this on the second piece of paper. And if you're in the sanctuary, it's the one without the hole. These papers are fundamentally different. Later in the service, we will also dedicate this intention. As the weeks progress, let this intention inform your way of being and your actions. When the full moon rises in about 2 weeks, I invite you to take a moment to reflect on the manifestations of the intention you set today. One of the best parts about new moon intentions is that they can be experiments and explorations, because next month, you get to set a new one. All right, just put those papers aside. Now I'd like to take a moment, and you can add to them, but now I would like to take a moment to teach you a song which honors the moon. This is sort of our for all ages section of the service. The moon has changing phases. So it is at once the maiden, the mother, and the grandmother. It's sort of like the Tao, it's everything. It's all stages and phases. The Seneca people of Western New York have a lovely lullaby which expresses this power. It is simple enough for toddlers to learn because there are only two words, the word Nisa, which means moon, and the word Gaiweo, which can be translated as mother, creator, or the all, or the great I am. So listen as Will Tegel from Earth Tribes leads this song, and perhaps you can join in the second time. Although in the sanctuary, you have to do silent singing.
Nisa, Nisa, Nisa. Nisa, Nisa, Nisa. Nisa, Nisa, Nisa. Gaiweo, Gaiweo. Nisa, Nisa, Nisa. Nisa, Nisa, Nisa. Nisa, Nisa, Nisa. Gaiweo, Gaiweo.
Now we're going to take some time to participate in the rituals that we're accustomed to in this congregation. Jared will play an offering, and those in the sanctuary are invited to light candles of hope and remembrance, and also to bring up your intentions, and we'll dedicate them after the meditation. The papers on which you wrote what you would like to be released, the one with the hole, get placed here in this dish. And the other one the intentions, what you're creating, will be gathered in the clay dish, and we will dedicate those together, this dish. If you prefer to stay in your seat, you may raise your hand, and the papers will be collected by an usher to be added to the dedication. Those of you at home, keep your papers. We'll have a ritual later in the service.
So one of our rituals is taking up an offering and sharing half of that offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is the New River Council on Aging, which supports and enhances the lives of older adults, their families, and caregivers through advocacy, information, and services. And so if your intention is to be generous in the month ahead, this is your first opportunity to manifest that intention. You may give online using the link in the chat or through our Vanco app or by texting fund to the number provided on the screen. If you've never used these, the order of service and announcements gives explanations. And if you're in the sanctuary, there's a basket in the back where you can put cash or check offerings. And while we listened to Jared play The Poet Acts by Philip Glass, in addition to bringing up your intentions and what you are releasing, you're invited to light candles of hope and remembrance at the candle table. And for those of you at home, we'll light your hopes and remembrances later in the service. But for now, let's listen to the music and wander around the sanctuary.
Let us graciously accept our offerings. You can join with me in your head or at home, the words on the screen. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger world, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end. Now let's dedicate your intentions. First, as we spoke of earlier, we need to release that which no longer serves. I will place these offerings into the water. Those of you at home, do likewise, although you might not have dissolving paper. And then that which no longer serves will disappear. I will say a prayer, and after I say the prayer, please answer me with the words, "So be it."
All right. So this is that which no longer serves. We are ready to let go of the things we have chosen that no longer serve us. We embrace new beginnings, and we are ready to move on with the good work of our lives. Thank you, Mother Earth, Father Sun, and Sister Moon, for supporting us to let go of that which no longer serves. We are whole, we are supported, and we are ready to move on. So be it. They're going away. I will now dedicate our new ways of being, our intentions for this month. I will light those on fire. If you are able to do that safely at home, I encourage you to do it as well. Thank you, Mother Earth, Father Sun, and Sister Moon, for supporting us to achieve our goals, desires, and manifestations for this moon cycle. We are open to receive guidance and ready to take aligned action to make our intentions come true. So be it.
As we move into the new year, the new moon, and the new opportunities. Remember this ritual, as well as the love of this congregation.
North, element of earth, please leave with us what we need of your steadfastness and wisdom. And as you leave us, please take with you all that we need to release to you. We bid you farewell. Blessed be. West, element of water, please leave with us all that we need to flow with what comes. And as you leave us, please take with you all that we need to release to you. We bid you farewell. Blessed be. South, element of fire, please leave with us what we need of your bright warmth and burning energy. And as you leave us, please take with you all that we need to release to you. We bid you farewell. Blessed be. East, element of air, please leave with us what we need of your breath of inspiration. And as you leave us, please take with you all that we need to release to you. We bid you farewell. Blessed be.
And I will ask Pam to extinguish the chalice. Those of you on Zoom, please stay on for social conversation. And those of us in the meeting house, we can go out of doors for the same. So the circle is open and yet unbroken. May peace, joy, and love be in your lives. Merry meet and merry part until we meet again. So be it.